welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
Yep.
It is a radio station and a show which we...
It is.
And we talk about video games here at Game Slackers. And I am your host, Megan.
I'm Alice.
Yeah.
We talk about video games.
We do. And we had a lot of news happen last week.
Yeah.
In the video game world.
It's true.
Nintendo dropped a lot of stuff on us that we can talk about and look forward to purchasing in the coming year.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, what are they? I guess the one main thing that you care about is there's a new, or they're redoing Link's Awakening.
Oh my god, I almost cried. Actually, I had tears in my eyes. I did cry. I'm so excited for this because Link's Awakening is one of my favoriteest games ever.
Yeah.
And it came out originally for the original Game Boy, so you had that green screen with no backlighting that you had to play by the light of your very creepy nightlight if you wanted to stay up late, like I did.
Mm-hmm. I had never played it.
It's, well, they did re-release it eventually for the Game Boy Color, Link's Awakening Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe I also have it on my 3DS. I love this game. I'm so excited that they decided to make this.
Once again, I have little to no love for 2D Link.
Well,
isometric overhead view Link.
Well, I'm going to get this game, and I'm going to encourage you to play it because I think now that it's more 3D-ish, you may find a little bit more enjoyment in it.
I don't know. I really don't. Like, I get why people enjoy it, but there's a lot of things about the old Links that I just don't enjoy mechanic-wise. I assume they're going to make it better, hopefully, but it's just like... Like, here's the thing. There are just so many Zelda games at this point, and the one, I can tell you, without a doubt, the ones that I like are the 3D ones.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm super excited because I love this format of play, and yeah. I love this game because it has lots of shoutouts to other Nintendo games from that time that it came out. And so, yeah, I'll be picking that up when it comes out later this year, along with the rumored new Pokemon game that they did not announce. A lot of people were really looking forward to either hearing about the new Pokemon or Animal Crossing, or some people were holding out hope, apparently, for Mother 3.
Oh, yeah. But that's like a thing. That's like every Nintendo Direct. You know, you have your prayer circle for Mother 3. Localization, so people don't have to play the fan translation on their phones like I did. It wasn't bad, it's just, you know, it was on my phone. And well, that's how I played regular Earthbound, and it worked. So, and,
yeah. Last week, Nintendo also released a new form of Tetris that is free to play.
Oh, yeah.
Provided you have the Nintendo account to play worldwide.
So Nintendo Online.
Nintendo Direct.
Nintendo Online?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
It's not the snappiest name. Like, no. I feel like PlayStation Plus, at least we got some alliteration there.
Yeah.
You know, at least.
They could have called it Nintendo Network. That would have been good.
Yeah, I would have been down for that. Nintendo Work. Anyway, continuing on.
So once I finally break down and get that, I will be challenging many people to rounds of Tetris.
I really don't feel it's that bad, like the Nintendo Online versus every other thing, because I do believe it's about $30 for the year, which isn't bad. And then you get to do your online stuff, and then they also give you some free games. So, like, and maybe even they'll give you, like, discounts on games would be nice, like how they do it for PlayStation Plus.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's a pretty good deal if you like Nintendo. And also, I do believe the Xbox Live store is coming to the Switch. So.
Which does lead us to another, so far rumored, it's not confirmed yet, but it is rumored that Microsoft has given Nintendo the power to finish Scalebound. Which was a game that I was quite excited about a couple years ago, and then it got canceled.
I literally think only a year ago. Like, I think a year ago it got canceled. But yeah, it was a platinum game with dragons.
Winged dinosaurs.
That was pretty good.
And now there is word that they may be making it Switch exclusive, which would be cool.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. Like they've done this before. They did it with Bayonetta, right? Where they were like, nobody else wanted it except, and then the Wii U was like, well, okay, we'll take Bayonetta 2 if nobody else wants it. which I don't, like, to be honest, the Wii U gamepad, I think, is one of the most unforgiving ways to play Bayonetta. I would like to try it out for the Switch just because I feel maybe it's a little more conducive, but...
We may have to get the Bayonetta anyway because they are coming out with the third one, guys.
So, and I like Bayonetta. I like the gameplay. I think you'd enjoy it since it's very similar to Devil May Cry. Like... It's about that, you know, they give you a shiny medal at the end and you want that S because that's how you know you did good.
Someday. So that's coming out. Bayonetta 3 Scalebound is rumored. What we are getting this month and for free for those of you who have Switch and want like their free games, Deltarune Chapter 1 is being released again for the Switch.
Well, not again for the Switch. It's being released for the Switch. It was never released for the Switch.
It was never released for the Switch, but it's being released again.
It's really interesting considering it's a quote-unquote demo. But, like, I think it's more power to them. And also, I would assume that... I'm going to say that this means that the rest of it will get made.
Here's fingers crossed. And they may have even tidied it up a bit more for release on the Switch.
I don't think so. No? But, no. I would assume they just optimize it for Switch release, but I would say they wouldn't change anything unless they said they would, like how they did for the Undertale Switch, because you get a special boss in that.
There you go. And for those of you who are really big into the tactics stuff, there is a new Fire Emblem, Fire Emblem Three Houses, which
Hooray.
Yeah, so this is big news for a lot of people.
Well, yeah.
Like, and I may pick it up.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like, I have never played a Fire Emblem game. Like, my closest playing a Fire Emblem game is I enjoy playing as Lucina in Smash. But that's, like, the closest. And I like her enough that I might be like, I'll look at the game. I don't think I'd play it because I, once again, feel that kind of game is just, like, I don't enjoy that. I don't want to do it.
I really did enjoy Birthright for the while that I had it, and then the new Pokemon came out. Yeah, so that kind of got me distracted there.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of you who do like your tactics games and you really love your Fire Emblem, really like the relationships with all the characters, it's coming out. Three Houses. You can do it. There was also announcements of Final Fantasy games coming out for the Switch.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them.
I think they must have just done, once again, they do this thing where they're like, this will be available at the end of the Direct, which they are. Like, it's Final Fantasy IX, which I honestly would buy for the Switch again.
It's not just 9, though.
I know, but I'm just saying that that's the one I care about. Like, that's, yeah. But I'm just, yeah, they probably did it. Like, I assume most of them are out already.
No, actually, they're still waiting to release 7, 10, and 10-2. They're going to be doing Crystal Chronicles as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was going to say, yeah, well, 7 is a weird one, but they have 8 out, yeah?
No.
Oh, ouch.
They didn't do 8.
Ooh,
but,
harsh.
Yeah, 7, 9,
It was also 10, 8's 10, birthday 10. Just a little while ago, which is, that's kind of... I really liked 8 mostly. It once again has that card game aspect that I hate because I don't understand it ever, even though it's probably important, but I hate it.
Okay, so we won't do card games in any of our games.
Well, hey, they can have it in their game. I just won't use it unless it's forced upon me.
I was also intrigued by this game called Bloodstained: Ritual of the Night, which I thought looked pretty neat.
That's the one by, is it not by, Castlevania people?
It's by 505 Games, who did Abzu and Don't Starve. So it's very Castlevania-like, but it's not done directly by the Castlevania people.
I wonder if it's inspired by.
Definitely.
Okay. Then I was like, is it by them or is it inspired by? Because I've definitely heard about it. And, like, it's been a while. Like, I heard that it was supposed to be out, like, last year in the summer.
Well, it's dropping this summer.
Ouch. Well, if, you know what? It's fine. Like, once again, I don't mind when things are pushed back. But I had no idea when it was actually coming out. But anyways, it looks cool. Looks like a Castlevania-like Metroidvania, I would assume.
It's pretty cool that your character, well, not that your character. It's a very cool, I was reading about it.
Yeah, well, I think it's a female character, isn't
it? It is, yeah. And she ends up being cursed by an alchemist's experiment and turning slowly into crystal, waking up 10 years later in a castle with apocalyptic settings.
Neat.
And it's very much like the DS and PlayStation Castlevania
is like, yeah, the Symphony of the Nights.
Yeah, so
which is like, what did they call it? It has symphony in it, does it not? Bloodstained
Ritual of the Night.
Okay, it has something of the night at least. Okay, I was like, if it had symphony or of the night, that would be like, good.
Yeah,
Bloodstained Symphony of the Night. Could just do that.
So it looks cool, and I might check that one out too because I wanted to play the other Castlevania games. It's just they were never available to me when I.
Yeah.
Wanted to play them, so.
I want to talk about one now that I remembered being excited about.
Okay.
I showed it to you. They dropped a what is basically, it's Hollow Knight 2, which is Silksong Hollow Knight. But it's basically, it's really cool. So if you know Hollow Knight, it was originally a Game Jam game, which is the best because it is like, it is an immense game. It's beautiful. It's super cool. And they had promised a Hornet, who is one of the characters in the game, a DLC for her. And instead of being a DLC, they made it just another. It's the second Hollow Knight, but it's Hornet's game, which is amazing. Like, basically, the DLC was just going to be you could play as Hornet throughout Hollow Knight. But this is her own game.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And it looks very smooth, like what we've seen cool. So far.
Well, yeah, and it looks cool. It looks like, you know, you get sort of her moves. There's different things. It looks sort of faster. I don't know if I'll play it because I'm bad at Hollow Knight. I so badly want to be good because I think it's such a cool game.
We'll get it just to say we have it.
I mean, like, we already have Hollow Knight. We can say we have it, and I've played it at least. I'm just so bad at it. It's fine.
I'm not too terrible at it.
No.
It's just,
it's a frustrating game.
It gives me those cold hands that come with a challenging game.
Yeah.
And those of you who play games know what I'm talking about.
Where you're like, oh, no, that's what I get when Mario jumps over stuff.
Oh, no.
I know. He does it so much.
That's pretty much the whole basis of a Mario game.
I have anxiety now because of Mario.
Which, speaking of, Super Mario Maker 2 is coming out, and I want to check that out.
Yeah, I think it would be fun to check out. I would assume that's going to involve having the online thing to play other people's games. Like, that kind, I won't lie, like, I kind of think that kind of sucks because that's, I want to say, half of Mario Maker is playing other people's, like, terrible / amazing Mario levels and watching. Oh, some of them are amazing. Some of them are just like, whoa. Because you have to beat it to put it out. And so some people just make them the most challenging things. So it'll be interesting what they do for the Switch.
Well, for those of you who don't know Ross O'Donovan, he's a streamer and animator. He's been challenged to make some more hard levels, and he was one of the most notoriously hard level makers last time
around.
Oh,
yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's coming back to make some levels. So, yeah, I'm going to check that out when that comes out, too.
Yeah, I would assume, once again, though, you will have to get the online stuff, which, once again, isn't bad. It's just sort of like, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I don't like that, but it's fine. If Megan wants to get Mario Maker, I may play a little bit. Once again, though, Mario jumping over holes gives me anxiety. So that's like, once again, 90% of this game. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, and then once again, people make it hard, so it's just all of one big hole. Oh. Anyway.
You just have problems with holes.
And Mario jumping over them.
And Mario jumping over them.
And successfully jumping over them or not. Like, oh. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Well, I will play that game. I'll play all the platformer games in Excellent. The future. This is the agreement.
Yes. 2D platformers are for Megan.
Yeah. So have you played any games since our last episode? Have you?
Well, before we talk about that, I'd want to talk one more thing that we kind of forgot to talk about last time, but I kind of, well, it wasn't, but basically, sad news again, Activision Blizzard fired 775 people from their team. So that's 8% of their labor force.
10%.
Eight.
Yes. I thought it was even more than that.
No.
Still, 8% is a huge chunk of...
Yeah, no, it is, like, considering, yeah. And this is after having one of their most successful quarters, like, in the last, for the last 2018.
They laid them off.
Yeah. And it's really sort of, like, it isn't having to do at this point with people buying games. It's that... They need to get further and further. Like, they need to make more money each time. Like, it's not enough that they're making, like, the ludicrous amount of money that they are making.
They only made an extra $100 million, guys. These poor companies.
Well, and then the thing is that the money doesn't go to, like, the people that were laid off. It goes to the people at the top. In this case, what's his name? Bobby Kotick? Robbie Kotick? Something like that. It's just, it's not amazing. Bobby. It's Bobby Kotick. And it's just, like, it's very disheartening to see, especially because I, like, once again, that is a lot of people in the game industry that have nothing now. Like, and I would assume lots of them are sort of all over the globe because Blizzard Activision has a lot of ground, but you know,
and these were people who had also been, many of them had been with the company for 10 to 15 years too. These were not just new employees. These were long-term tenured employees.
And it's one sort of the same thing like that happened with Telltale. It's probably people were also just like, I would assume not newer people, but people who have visas to be here because they work, you know, like there's certain reasons you have to have a certain amount of work to be allowed to work here, and that's expensive, right? Moving is expensive. Just life is expensive, and now these people don't have jobs because even though the company made more money than they ever have, like that's, yeah.
Which so. It has brought up to the forefront the idea of unionizing again.
Yeah, it's it's always there. I just was like, yeah, exactly. I was going to say that is why we should very much take a look at video game developers, video game artists, concept artists, sound designers, PR, should look heavily at unionizing because there's nothing that can stop. Yeah, there's nothing that can stop them from firing you and just getting someone else and putting them in the same sort of position. Which, like, obviously, you want your job still, but you want, I don't know, I always want a job that's not trying, you know, just willing to replace me in, like, just, like, when the wind blows. But, yeah.
It's very sad.
It is really upsetting, once again, because this is Blizzard Activision. Like, this is Overwatch. This is Hearthstone. This is League of Legends. This is World of Warcraft. Like, these are very big names. Like, people pay money, lots of money. There's esports that, you know, are huge with these games.
And they got rid of a huge chunk of their esports support, too.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because this is where...
Well, I was wondering, maybe that's where we should have looked first, is that was happening. And yeah, people, like, they'll get rid of people who they don't consider as important at the time, right? Which is interesting, especially since esports are becoming a really huge thing. But yeah, that's my Blizzard Activision rant segue about how we should unionize. I hope I really hope that, like, people in Winnipeg look into it, or game devs look into it, because it would be a really good idea at this point.
It would definitely make a sense of permanence in the industry here if it were to happen.
For sure. Especially since we have Ubisoft Winnipeg, it would be a great idea, I feel.
And that sense of permanence and safety, it would also make people more comfortable in working in this industry, too. And mm-hmm. who knows what could come out of that with knowing that your job is secure. Job security wow. makes for good work.
Yeah, people are happy when they aren't worried about getting fired. Wow, what a revelation. Ooh, ow. Ooh. Anyway, back to actual video games.
Did you play video games since last week that you can...
That I can talk about? Sure, Megan. I played some more Kingdom Hearts, and I thought about it some more.
There you go. You played more Kingdom Hearts.
I don't...
I'm not teasing you or nothing. No. I'm just...
Hey, you know what?
It's
my birthday.
It's an in-depth game.
Shush. And I'm allowed to play whatever
it's
game
true.
I want.
You are.
Basically, I've just been doing really boring stuff like looking for all of the Mickey Mouse heads.
That's legit.
Yeah, I want those trophies. But I did, however, there are these magical portals that let you go fight a bunch of monsters. And they do give you, like, a cool little bit of, they're called, like, secret files, you know, information. It's not, like, the most rewarding thing. And I really hope they might give me some DLC, maybe. Like, here's the thing. Where they leave you at the end of the video game, like, to do all this other stuff, they leave you right before the last boss, basically.
Oof.
Yeah. So they don't, it's not you continuing after you've done everything, because if you know how it ends, da 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 da. But you can continue on and you can go back to every world and go hang out with your friends, even though, you know, this dire thing is happening, which I don't, once again, not the biggest fan of this kind of solution, but I get why they did it.
Yeah.
But I do believe that this could mean that 100% we could get a DLC world. Like, we could get another world. And I'd pay for it, Squeenix. I'd pay for another...
Moana world.
Yeah,
Moana
right.
World,
Give me...
World.
Maybe that's in the works, because once again, like...
Or even a Lilo and Stitch world would be cool.
Yeah, they won't do that, because Stitch is already a magical... He's a summon. And they, yeah, so they won't do that, because it would be weird to have him and then he's like God. But yeah, Moana World would be great. Coco would be great. Here's the thing. I don't know how much money they would have, or whatever rights they would have had to deal with Disney Pixar, but I bet a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much more money they can get. Also, here's another one. Princess and the Frog. I think that would
yeah.
be a cool world as well. Anyway.
I was a fool.
Well, there's a bunch of cool worlds that we still could have, please. Even we really didn't get a Final Fantasy world, so you know what? If you want to sneak one in there, I wouldn't mind. Like, I did not see any Final Fantasy characters in this game this time, but it's, you know, I like them. Like, I like how ridiculous it is regardless. It's already ridiculous. Just let me have my humans among my anthropomorphic dog men. Thank you.
And duck.
Yeah. Dog, duck
Donald
men.
Duck. Yeah.
But yeah, you actually got a video game.
I did. I went out and I picked a game up from a particular game store. Video game store. And I paid actual money to play a video game.
We do that.
I did.
We do that.
We do that sometimes. I actually went and picked up Ni No Kuni.
Two. The Revenant Kingdom, right?
Yes, The Revenant Kingdom for PlayStation 4. And I'm going to tell you, this was not a very expensive game to buy. It was all of $27.
I think at this point it is about a year old. I feel it came out at February, March time this year, which is but I wonder if it's because people, like, no offense, but I had heard there aren't the best reviews for this game in comparison to the first. But from what I've seen, it looks good.
Yeah, all the reviews I looked at, because I went into this not knowing what to expect, It got 9 out of 10s, 8.5 out of 10s, 85%. Those are not bad scores for an RPG game.
Yeah, No, I agree. I think there are just a lot of, like, things that people didn't like in regards to, like, basically it's about a little cat boy named Evan who is the king
of Ding Dong Dell.
Yeah, it's
very whimsical.
Is it, Megan?
Very full of whimsy.
And you hang out and it's a weird game.
I'm going to go more in depth about this for sure on a later episode.
Yeah, but I can see, because I sort of pointed out the Britishness of it. Like,
this game can't get more British. It really can't.
And it's really weird, I feel.
Stereotypically British, I will add.
Like, I will say, I think Hayao Miyazaki enjoys sort of, like, British countryside, but there's not really that in there versus, like, weird British language and, like, quirky things that they say.
So this game, the character design was done by Studio Ghibli.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very weird combination of different things I like in video games. It's very much like a Tales of game to me, where it is...
Well, you can jump, which is, like, huge bizarre.
Yes.
Like, who jumps in an RPG except in Kingdom Hearts? Hey, by the way, in Kingdom Hearts, one of the last powers... This is kind of a spoiler, but I don't care. But the last power you get, one of them, is flying, and it's ridiculous. So ridiculous.
This is what happens if you combine Kingdom Hearts with a Tales of game, pretty much. And then
a mobile kingdom monitoring game.
It's sort of like a mobile game as well. But you know what? It works. I don't mind this at all.
No, like, I'm not hating on it. And I especially think for the price you got it at, it's a good price.
And I haven't even downloaded the special stuff that I got with this particular game.
You got some swords, maybe.
I got some swords. And it's, you know what? I just encourage you to go and try this game out because it's very cute. I like it. It's a very weird opening. Your main character that you start off with, the main person that you fight with at first, is technically the president of the United States, quote unquote.
Yeah, and there's dimensions.
Yeah, he travels dimensions.
It's weird. Like, I think their work really, like, I wish we've played the first one. Because I think the first one, like, maybe we'll go back and play it after.
We'll have to set up the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
But I think there was more involvement with Studio Ghibli with the first one than the second one.
I don't doubt that, because right now all it seems like is the character models.
Yeah. Like, it's not bad, but it's interesting.
It's unique. Yeah. I'll give it that.
Yeah, I like how it looks. Yeah. And I'm not hating.
So I'm going to be playing that throughout the next week or so. Yeah. And that's my game homework for you guys.
Excellent.
All right. That's everything we got for this week, everybody, and there's lots to look forward to with Nintendo. We'll be coming to you with all the news on that as it comes out.
Nintendwork.
There's the network. All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.
Bye.